So Molly needs to hear from some parents about what her six-year-old's doing. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. After sitting on this for a while, I figured I'd reach out.
Okay.
My six-year-old daughter has developed some invisible friends.
Oh.
They seem to show up at random times and definitely require my occasional attention.
Okay.
They make jokes, play pranks. They sometimes misbehave. She prefers to play with them over actual kids on our street and in her kindergarten class.
Okay.
We asked her teacher. She didn't seem concerned, only mentioning she seems a little shy.
Yeah.
Is this normal at her age? Should we be concerned? I know this used to be much more common, but you really don't hear about it much anymore. And I always thought it was more common in younger kids. Thanks in advance, Molly.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I think I would just chalk it up to it being a phase.
Sure.
That's my initial reaction to that. Did you ever have an imaginary friend that you can remember?
No.
I don't think I did either. Or not one that I could remember having.
Yeah.
So if I did, it would have been super, super young.
But I had a sister.
But then,
so I would just play with her and then all of our dolls and stuff.
Right. Do you, like, I remember seeing movies about kids who have imaginary friends and they're ghosts.
Oh.
So I always think ghosts.
That's something different. Yes.
I always think they're ghosts. Yeah.
Didn't even think about
that. Yeah. I was going to say, I look at the text line, Taylor, ghosts, 100% ghosts.
Yes.
AJ, I see dead people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Megan,
okay.
Are you sure this isn't the issue? Yes. Yeah, I see dead people. Yeah, I would. Sharon said I would keep a close watch on her. Either she's seeing spirits, or she's making up playmates to take the brunt of the things that she does wrong. Because she mentioned they misbehave.
They misbehave.
So is she blaming these imaginary friends because she doesn't want to get in trouble?
You know, I didn't even think. Like initially, when we got this in, I wasn't even thinking ghosts. But now I'm thinking ghosts.
Could be. But the pranks and all the naughty things she knows she'll get in trouble for, she's going to blame on her imaginary friends.
Interesting.
Could be harmless. If the pranks and the bad things start to get worse, though, yeah, you might have a problem. And then she might be developing a habit of, like, never taking responsibility for mistakes, which is not a great habit to get into.
Yeah, that from Sharon on Facebook there. 502-795-1997, group therapy. Send us a voice note, call or text. I don't know if you've dealt with this. I don't know if you had something like that.
Maybe if we need pediatricians or child psychologists to be give us the expert opinion. I'm not going to call myself an expert.
I appreciate you thinking that level of education listens to our show. All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories next. Molly wants to know if her six-year-old having an imaginary friend is normal at this age. A lot of us are going, hey, is it a ghost? Tara kind of rolling in on the text line, kind of backing that up.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it could be a ghost.
Yeah, Tara says, my daughter, when she was three, had an imaginary friend named Arlene, which we found out was a little girl that passed away in the 1840s
and is
in the cemetery across the street.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That just gave me
chills. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I hadn't even thought about that until everybody started rolling in saying it could be that.
Dang.
That's wild. Ashley says, I think it could definitely be a phase and be perfectly harmless. However, it's the part of blaming naughty things that shouldn't be done on the imaginary friend that piqued my spidey senses. I'd have conversations with the daughter about taking responsibility for your actions and keep a close eye to make sure that nothing escalates.
And London kind of backs that up too. And she says, imaginary friends, very normal, healthy part of psychological development. Six, still a normal age range, and a lot of kids outgrow it by the age of 10.
Okay, yes. But a lot of people are also saying, yes, it's the pranks and the misbehaving thing that we're kind of focusing on. Blaming the imaginary friend is not a great idea And it might be something that a therapist or a professional counselor might be able to sift through.
Sweet Dana rolls in and says, my son did the same thing at that age. Pediatrician said, sign of creativity and high intelligence.
Okay, there you go. All right, so what I'm hearing the peanut gallery say is, could be a sign of intelligence and high creativity. Or we're developing bad habits of never taking responsibility and blaming all the bad things we do on imaginary people. Or it's ghosts.
Angie,
call a priest.
Angie texts in and says, my name is Angie and I blamed everything on the bad Angie.
Multiple personalities since I was five.
Jeannie said, I'm a Catholic girl. When I was in kindergarten, I had an imaginary friend named Sister Mary Holywater.
Oh, wow.
I think I grew up pretty normal and said I blamed her once for slamming my sister into the door. But other than that, she was pretty chill.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a couple of different thoughts.
Schools of thought.
On what this could be.
All right. Well, I think the main thing we're landing on is normal, but maybe just talk about, hey, if there are pranks and things like that, that you're owning up to it.
Right. And then, but also explore that.
Ghost?
A little ghost friend isn't actually doing something.
Oh, the.
I mean, there could be.
Right.
I mean, remember? In the Sixth Sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Allison on Facebook said my oldest daughter was 7 when my youngest daughter was born, and she definitely did this. She had friends at school, but everywhere else, she was the only kid and was always alone, so this probably was just a phase to cope with some boredom and to give her someone to play with all the time.
All right.
So, okay.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, just keep an eye on the situation, but yes, make sure if she definitely is the one you know that is misbehaving, but she's choosing to blame an imaginary friend on it. That probably needs to be dealt with some counseling to make sure she doesn't, you know, not learn how to take responsibility for her own mistakes. But also maybe call a priest.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for reaching out. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.